Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Hello and welcome back to the Truth to You Podcast. It is Thursday morning. And I don't know about you, but I am excited about our missions conference here at Temple Baptist Church in Herndon, Virginia. Things are off to a great start. And if you haven't joined us in our service, I invite you to do so. If you don't have that capability, go ahead online and you can find us at Temple Baptist Church online. And you can join our service. Starts at 7 p.m. And each night we have a missionary presentation and get challenged from the Word of God. I'm looking forward to tonight, and I hope to see you there. Let's go ahead and notice our memory verse for the week, and this is brand new. This starts our new verse of the week, Proverbs 12 and verse 25. We're going to keep it in the book of Proverbs here. Proverbs 12, 25, "Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad." Yeah, I think this is a great verse for this season in America. Proverbs 12, 25, "Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad." And the fact of the matter is, as we come through this election season, there's a whole lot of people out there who maybe are, like this verse says, have a heart that is stooping or that is low, or we could say they are downhearted. But the promise of this word or this verse and the conclusion of it gives us hope, because it says, "But a good word maketh it glad." So you and I have the opportunity to sow a seed of gladness in the lives of people today. Try to find something that you can compliment someone on. A word of kindness goes a long way. Proverbs 12, verse 25, that's what we'll be talking about memorizing here over the course of the next week. Let's go ahead right into jump into the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 6, we're looking at verse 14. Got a really neat truth I want to talk about here just for a couple of minutes. Excuse me. Proverbs 6 and verse 14 says this, "Frowardness in his heart, he deviseth mischief continually, he soweth discord." Would you consider yourself a musical person? Maybe you say, I play the piano, Brother Scott. I play the violin. I play an instrument, or I have a family member that plays an instrument. Or you say, well, you know, I don't play anything, but I do sing. I love to sing. If so, you may be familiar with the term harmony. And harmony is found when two or more notes are played in unison, combined to make a pleasing, unifying sound. It's a beautiful thing. We enjoy harmony in music. It's one of the reasons why we enjoy listening to music. The question is, though, do we enjoy harmony in our living? Solomon describes a wicked man as being one that has been found to sow discord. Okay, so discord here, this word, is the opposite of harmony. Okay, you think about a chord that is a triad. I'm digging into the musical terminology here, forgive me, but three notes all harmonizing with each other played at the same time gives you harmony. A chord is in unity, but discord is the complete opposite. We could say another musical term here, a dissonance. If you play two notes right beside each other, they will not harmonize. They will sound like noise. So discord is something that's the opposite of harmony. It's not pleasing to the ear and just sounds like racket. When we live with kindness, though, and love towards each other, we live in harmony. It allows us to live in peace and unity with one another. But when we set about causing contention, strife, friction, we participate in what Solomon refers to as sowing seeds that will ultimately bring a racket to our lives. Do your best today to live in harmony with others, with your class, with your siblings, with your mom and dad. Sometimes that means keeping our mouths closed. Let's work on living today in harmony. Let's go ahead and mention our teenager of the day. And as we go, you take with you Jaden. Take some time to pray for Jaden B, we'll call him. We have several Jadens in our youth group. Maybe take some time to pray for him. I know that he would greatly appreciate it. And we hope to see you back tomorrow as we study another timeless truth right out of God's Word. Take care.